Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 8. Number one, just thinking for a second about Isaiah's son. Isaiah's son was given a name that meant quick to plunder, and that son was kind of, that name was kind of a reminder of what was going to happen very soon. That the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried away by the king of Assyria, verse 4 tells us. These people here in the northern kingdom in particular had rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloh, and they rejoiced in Rezin and Remaliah's son, verse 6 tells us. And they're rejoicing over these kings' ambition for power and plans of conquest would soon put them to shame as they would be carried off forever into exile. So that's number one. Number two, no matter what the plans of Assyria was, no matter what the human nations plan to do, prepare for war as much as they want, they make plans against the Lord himself and against against his Savior, Emmanuel, as we talked yesterday. As much as they want, it does them no good. To fight against the Lord and to reject the salvation through Emmanuel, through God with us, through Jesus, can only end in one way, in a catastrophic defeat. So no matter what the plans of nations are, the Lord is in control. Nothing can stand because God is with us. God's salvation is near to us. And then finally, number three deals with how they react to the word. Verse 19 talks about consulting mediums and spiritists. That's what people say. Consult the psychics and the horoscopes and the palm readers, tarot card readers, all of those people who think they know the future. They think they can tell you things. Consult them, they say. And yet the question is asked, well, should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? Why shouldn't they consult God? That would make sense. And the only way that we hear God speak to us is through the word. Shouldn't they turn to the teaching of God and to the testimony? That's to the word and through his faithful prophets, through the messages that are spoken in accordance with what God's word says. And if they don't follow the words of the word, then they are just groping around in the dark. So instead of turning back to God, they're in the darkness. They don't have the light of life. There's nothing in them, no dawn for them. And so as we think about our own life, we rejoice in our Savior. We rejoice that no matter what the plans of the world around us are, we have a Savior, and the Word which points us to our Savior. And so when we are in distress, we call upon our Lord. We search Him out. Instead of consulting the world, people of the world, people who think they know what's happening and what will happen, we consult God and we listen to His word. And so may God be with you today.